Shakyamuni Buddha has performed innumerable noble activities, and the greatest activities of all is turning the wheel of Dharma, or in other words, giving the teachings to the followers in order to lead the followers from suffering and dissatisfaction to temporary and ultimate happiness. So, Buddha has given teachings, and since one kind of teaching cannot lead all the sentient beings or lead all the followers, so in order to suit the different mentalities of the followers, Buddha has given enormous amount of teachings. So at the moment, in our Tibetan language, we have more than 100 volumes of Lord Buddha's teaching. And in one of the sutra, which is called the Amayana Sutra, requested by Arya Akshaya Mati, in Tibetan we say Pavalodhi Nisibedo. So in this sutra, Lord Shakyamuni Buddha has given teachings on the four lines. So these four lines are very important, because without knowing this, it is difficult for us to understand the actual meaning of the teachings, or in other words, it's difficult for us to understand what really we need to do, what really we need to accept or adopt. So therefore, it is important to know these four lines. So these four lines are rely on the meaning and not on the words, and rely on Dharma and not rely on the individual, and rely on wisdom and not rely on ordinary mind. And the fourth one is rely on definite meaning and not rely on provisional meaning or interpreted meaning. So here, when we say reliance or Dhamma in Tibetan, it means on which we should rely, or we should accept, or we should believe, or we should trust, and on which we should not trust or believe. So this is the meaning of the reliance or not reliance. So Buddha's four lines of advice is very important, and these four lines of advice is explained by many great scholars like Jayananda, who also composed a commentary on Madhyamika Avatara. And also there are many other scholars who explains about these four meanings. So it is explained by many great Indian masters and Tibetan masters and others. So the first reliance, which is known as rely on meaning and not rely on words. So it means we need to check what is the reality. So we need to depend, we need to trust and believe on the reality, or we need to rely on the fact and not just on words. Sometimes people might say pleasant words, nice words, or people can use very nice expressions, but it may not be true. So such expressions, such nice expressions is something that we should not rely on, we should not trust, because it is not a fact, it is not true. Especially in this world, nowadays, there are many people who can deceive, who can express in a nice way, but presenting a false information or something that is not the fact. So we should not just rely on the words. So also sometimes people can write in a nice way, but it may not be true. So we should not just depend on how they write or how they express, but we need to check that this is the reality or not, whether this is true or not. If it is true, then we need to believe, we need to trust, whether it is explained in a nice way or not, whether it is presented in a nice way or not, we need to accept. So what I'm saying is sometimes nice expression cannot be true, but it does not mean all the nice expressions are not true. Some can be true and some can be false. So therefore, it is for us to judge whether this is true or not. If there's a fact, then of course we should believe, we should accept, we should trust. So this is I think, meaning of the first reliance. Then the second reliance, which says we should rely on Dharma and we should not rely on individuals, or we should not rely on persons. So here, Dharma means logical reasons. If there's a logical reasons behind the statement, then that is true. That is something that we need to accept. So it does not matter who is saying. What it matter is what is saying. What is said. So we should not judge it is true or not because who is saying or not, but we should judge it is true or not through what is said, or whether such statement has logical reasons behind it or not. So we cannot say because it is said by poor or beggar or by homeless person, that's why whatever he or she said is not true. If we say like this, then we are relying on person. We are not relying on Dharma or logical reasons. Although they are poor, they are homeless, but what they are saying can be true, can be something that we should accept, we should trust and believe. And on the other hand, in this world, there are many rich person, powerful person, famous person, but whatever they say, sometimes may not be true. Sometimes can be true, but sometimes may not be true. So we cannot say, just because it is said by a rich person or famous person or powerful person, because of that it is true. If we say like this, then we are depending on person. We are not depending on Dharma or logical reasons. So what we need to do is we should depend on Dharma or logical reasons, not just on person. Not who said, but what they said is more important than who are saying. So sometimes poor person can say true or can say false. Likewise, rich or famous person can say true or false. So we cannot just say, if this person thinks, then it's always true, and if this person thinks, then it's always false. We cannot judge like this. We should judge by logicalism. We should judge by Dharma, not just by an individual or persons. And then the third reliance is to rely on wisdom and not to rely on ordinary mind. In this world also, people make many decisions without thinking properly or without analyzing it properly. People make many hasty decisions, or people make decisions, but then later on they feel regret. They realize that they have made a mistake and they feel regret. So such decisions are made by ordinary mind, not by the wisdom. So here, wisdom means through meditation, or wisdom that is gained through meditation or through experience. Such wisdom is a proper wisdom which can make good decision, right decision. So therefore, ordinary mind can make false decision, but wisdom will not make false decision. It will always make a good decision, a right decision. So it is important in our life to make our right decision all the time. We can see or we can hear sometimes people make wrong decision and they face great consequence of their own wrong decisions. And sometimes we can also see or hear people make the right decisions and then they can get great results. So not only in our lives, not only in the worldly way, but in the dharmic way also, if we make the right decision, then we will have all the success in our spiritual practice or in our spiritual activities. So it's important for us always to make the right decision. Actually, our mind or our consciousness has two parts, positive part and the negative part. So most of the time our negative mind is stronger than our positive mind. And because of that, we make many mistakes. We do many negative actions. And due to this, then we experience great sufferings and we face many problems and we experience lots of difficulties. So therefore, it is always important to depend on the wisdom. And then the fourth reliance is to rely on definite meaning and not to rely on provisional meaning or the interpreted meaning. So in the Buddha's teaching, there are two main categories. Actually, we can divide Buddha's teaching in many different ways. So one of the ways to categorize it is to categorize in two, which is the definitive meaning and the provisional meaning or the interpretive meaning. So sometimes the teachings has provisional meaning, which means we cannot just take the literal meaning of the Buddha's teaching. If we take the literal meaning of the Buddha's teaching all the time, then we will not get the real meaning, or we will not understand the real meaning. And it can cause us to have a great misunderstanding. So therefore, it is important to know which are the definite meanings and which are the provisional meanings or the interpreted meanings. In our world, in English also, for example, if something good happened, then on top of that, another good thing happened, then people say it's icing on the cake. So icing on the cake is a interpreted meaning or provisional meaning. We just cannot take the literal meaning of it. It means on top of one good thing, another good thing happened. So we cannot just take the literal meaning of it. So similarly, in the teachings also, there are many provisional meaning. So we should know these things, because sometimes they use, or the Buddha's, in the Buddha's teaching, there are some words which we should not take literally. It has some other meaning, or it indicates some other meanings. So therefore, it is important to know on which we should rely on and on which we should not rely on. So if we know this, then it will help us to have a better understanding on Buddha's teaching, and also it will help us to make better decisions in our life, and also it will help us to know what is to be adopted and what is to be abandoned, or in other words, what is to be accepted and what is to be rejected. So if we know these things, then it will help us in a great way to improve ourselves and to move forward on the right path and to avoid from the wrong path. And if we are able to do this, then we will have happiness and good results in our present life as well as in all our future lives. So therefore, it is really important to know or to understand these four lines. I hope every one of you can understand the meaning of these four lines, and not only understanding it, but implementing it in your daily life and in your studies. And at the end, I wish that all the blessings of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha be with you now and always. Thank you.
Regarding the first three lines, how to verify whether the word is true or not? Like person's words or person's statement, then need to look that person's background, and also need to check the context, etc. So there's ways to check. Otherwise, in this world, there are many who can deceive others' mind through their expressions, which are not the actual meaning. And for the teaching also need to check in which context these words are used. Especially in the teaching, one word can have different meanings depending on different contexts. So we have to check the beginning part of this, the word that are already there before this, and the word that are there in the afterwards. So for example, if there's a word in the 50 page, then to understand this, sometimes we can check the first four pages and next four or five pages or more, something like that, to understand the actual meaning of this particular words. Or there are other ways to understand, like depending on different contexts anyway. Depending on different contexts, the words can mean differently. Generally speaking, for the secondary lines, yes, individually is not important as regarding to the guru. Generally, we should have a clear faith, unshakable faith, and we should have a pure vision on gurus, all the activities. But sometime, depending on different situation, but sometime if guru is saying something very wrong or something that is against the Buddha's teaching, then sometimes of course we have to check that this can be for us to purify our negative thoughts or to strengthen our faith, or this can be something that is against Buddha's teaching without any other reasons. If that is just against Buddha's teaching without any other reason, then we can just keep it in the equanimity. If this is for us to strengthen our faith or to make our faith more unshakable, then we should, whatever gurus do, we should not lose our faith, and we should always depend on him, and we should always rely on Guru and follow the Gurus. Anyway, whether Guru is doing something against Buddha or not, we should always think Guru is good. We cannot discard Guru. Once we rely Guru, the person as a Guru, then we cannot just discard and cannot say, now he is not my Guru or like that. We can't say like this. We should have shakeable, or we should have unshakable faith, but sometimes Guru is doing this, as I said before, Guru is doing something different for us to strengthen to strengthen our faith, or sometimes it's just against Buddha's. If it's just against Buddha's teaching, then we can live it in equanimity. For the 30 lines, actually, there are different levels of wisdom. Ordinary people like us also have wisdom, or we also have wisdom. Although our wisdom is not a noble wisdom, noble Bodhisattva's wisdom, or noble being's wisdom, but we do have ordinary wisdom. So try to rely on wisdom and try to defeat our own thoughts or ordinary thoughts. In the Buddhist tradition, the teacher is very important. The teacher can guide, which is interpretive, or which is definitive meaning. So we need a guru to show the path, or to guide us, or to explain. In the Buddhist tradition, we don't encourage others to practice Dharma without any teacher. We need a guide, we need a teacher. Especially in the Vajrayana, practicing Vajrayana without teacher or guru means practicing Vajrayana without receiving the empowerment from the guru. So that is a great fault, because that is the cause of being born in the hell realm in the future. But generally, it is important to know the different realities, like the reality of relative truth and the reality of absolute truth. And within the reality of relative truth, there are two realities. The reality of appearance or the vision, outer appearance or outer vision, and the reality of actual meaning.